One is most beloved Nabi, our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings on us and give us the ability to recollect, acknowledge, appreciate, mention, and use all these blessings in a manner that pleases Allah Ta'ala, in a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Alhamdulillah, respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for one thing only, and that is for His worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لِيَعْبُدُون, I have not created man and jinn except that they must worship me. So our short life on the face of this earth is supposed to only be about servitude to Allah Ta'ala, about obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else, my respected friends and brothers. In everything that we do, it is about obedience. There isn't a part of our life where there is obedience and another part no obedience. No, it's obedience through and through, and for this obedience we're going to have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for the disobedience if we were unfortunate to have been disobedient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and having created us, He knows us best. We don't know ourselves. Nobody else knows us. Only Allah knows us. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq? What? The one who created you, does he not know? No, he knows very well how he has created us, what is our nature, what is our form, and what is our temperament and disposition. All that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Therefore, when Allah ta'ala created us and ordered us to obey Him, He also prescribe the method and the manner of obedience to Him. We are not in a position to decide how we must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For every creation, Allah ta'ala has prescribed a form of worship. Even those things which we see and we don't think to them as to be alive or as humans or whatever it might be, whether it's the plants or whether it is the birds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to them, what He says, that kulla shay'in, everything that is on the face of the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they make tasbih, walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum, but you don't know. So they got their form of tasbih, their form of worship, we got our form of worship. And this form of worship comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wadhkurullaha kama allamakum. Allah says, worship Allah, remember Him, as Allah ta'ala has taught you. Wadhkuruhu kama hadakum. Remember Allah, worship Him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided you. So we don't, devise and invent our own forms of worship, because we won't know what to do in the first place. I mean, if Allah Ta'ala had to tell any of us, okay, go on the face of the earth, and now you must worship me and read Salah, each one would have had his own idea of a Salah. We would not even have maybe thought about making Sijda or making Ruku or whatever else it might be. Therefore, my respected friends and brothers, the method of Ibadat has also been taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this ibadat and its importance and its consequences to be brought to our attention has been the mission of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Every Nabi that came, he came to tell the people, worship Allah. This is how you are supposed to worship Allah. This is the way you are supposed to follow. And in this way, my respected friends and brothers, every Nabi fulfilled his task of teaching the people. And when it comes to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala made it very clear to us in the Quran that if you want to obey Allah, you're going to have to do it like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught. That will be real obedience. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever has obeyed the Rasul, he has indeed obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayat of the Quran, وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Obey the Rasul so that you may have mercy shown upon you. That is the only place, that's the only way. Anything else we are going to try to do, my respected friends and brothers, our own fangled ways, we are going to go nowhere. No matter how nice we feel about it, no matter people say it's such a nice thing to do, you know, our forefathers were doing it, that's why it's a very nice thing. If it is not according to the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it will not be accepted. This brings us, my respected friends and brothers, to the all-important aspect of learning, knowing, understanding, educating ourselves with regard to the way of life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because until and unless we don't know that, we won't know how to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be doing our own things. We'll be far from the sunnah. Opposite of sunnah is bid'ah. We'll be doing shirk. We won't even know we're doing shirk. We'll be doing all other kinds of things. That is why you find the mission of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fully contains all those things that are needed by the makhluk, by the ummah, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how much of the seerah do we know? How much of the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do we know? How much have we studied? How much have we acquainted ourselves with it? And this entire aspect of knowing about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referred to as seerah. What is seerah? You know, seerah actually comes from the Arabic word, a way of walking, a way upon which you walk. That is called seerah. Seerah means a way of action, the way a person conducts himself. All these things are translated as seerah. Then a more specific meaning, it means a biography. And even a more specific meaning of that specific one, it refers to the way of life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But so biography now, look at the word biography, you know. If you say biography and actually try and translate seerah, the word biography doesn't even do actually justice. Wholly inadequate, the word biography. The biography covers the life of a person and his accomplishment and mission. The seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is much more than a biography. It is so detailed. It has got so many things. It has got so much of wisdom that, my respected friends and brothers, we can describe his biography and his seerah as a shoreless ocean, an ocean without the shore. That is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's seerah. And that is what we are supposed to know. So many aspects. Really, my brothers, not one lifetime, not two lifetimes. Many, many lifetimes will be needed to cover every aspect of the noble lifestyle of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, very briefly, why should we know seerah? What will the study of seerah, our knowing seerah, do for us? Why is it important? And what are the objectives? So we'll just go through a few of them. And that will actually make us realize how much actually we have gone into seerah, how much don't we know about seerah, or how sometimes we have misunderstood what seerah actually is. So the first and the most important thing, my respected friends and brothers, when it comes to the seerah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is going to help us to follow the path of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other way. There is no other way that a person can come closer to Allah ta'ala. This is the sirat al-mustaqim. That's why in every salah we say, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. This is the way in the deena indallahi al-islam. Islam is another name of the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ Whoever chooses a way of life other than that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will never ever be accepted from him. So there's the first thing. It will help us actually when we know seerah on our path to the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the most important thing that we should keep in mind. Then, my respected friends and brothers, I'm going very briefly because there could be many reasons and objectives and our time is limited, is that through the study of seerah, we will be able to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, O Nabi, tell them if you love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow my way of life. Follow my sunnah, follow my seerah. Now, if you don't know what is the seerah, will we be able to follow it? No. Fattabi'uni, follow my way of life, yuhbibkumullah. Allah will love you. So through the study of seerah, inshallah, we will acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, my respected friends and brothers, once we get the love, then obviously we'll get recognition and we'll get the tawfiq of obedience. The next thing, my respected friends and brothers, the object of seerah is it helps us to distinguish between wrong and right, halal, haram, tawheed, shirk, good, bad, beneficial, harmful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been described in the Quran as that Nabi, يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ He exhorts the people with what is good. وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ He prevents them from that what is bad. وَيُحِلَّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ He makes permissible for them the good, wholesome things. وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ He makes haram and prohibits for them those things that are filthy and dirty. All these things are in the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who comes and tells us. So till we don't learn his way of life, we won't know what is wrong, right, halal, haram. We won't care about it, my respected friends and brothers. So that is another very important reason for us to learn the seerah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another one, my respected friends and brothers, important reason for knowing and learning seerah is we will come to know what the Quranic message is. We can never ever understand Quran without the link and without the basis and the foundation of the seerah. We find some people, they say, hadith, sunnah, I got nothing to do. I only follow Quran. Lost. Because my respected friends and brothers, it is the function of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, to make clear to the people what has been revealed on them. So till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not tell us and teach us and practically show us how to practice on the Quran, it won't be clear to us. Nobody can pick up the Quran and say, I'm going to just read the translation, I'm going to come to my own conclusion. We will only practice the Quran if it is according to the sunnah and according to the elucidation and the clarification of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected friends and brothers, then we have another very important aspect when we learn seerah, and that is we learn about the personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beauty, his character traits, one character traits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in the Quran. How? وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that you are on the highest pedestal of character. We talk about it, but when it comes to putting into practice, we don't know. Many times people come and they say, what should I do? I've got this difficulty, I've got this anger, I've got... I say, think of your Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before you act. How would my Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have acted in a situation? Just see just that thought, how it will just calm you down. So his character, his personality, in his likes and his dislikes and his sunnah and his various other aspects, his beauty and his features, all of that we will learn. No other Nabi has been described in so much detail as my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily for you, in the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the most beautiful example. So we'll only know that beautiful example when we go and study and educate ourselves with regard to the seerah. Then the general social interaction that we are supposed to have with those people around us, we will not know the correct way, dealings, interacting, and even when it comes to our domestic issues, marital, economic, politics, if we don't resort to the seerah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we know it, that this is how my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acted with his wives, and even with his enemies, and even with his adversaries, then my respected friends and brothers, we will be practicing on the sunnah. And we will only know that if we learn the sunnah and the seerah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then another objective, my brothers, is that it is only through the study of the seerah will we come to realize the status of the noble sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. How Allah ta'ala has praised them in the Quran, because they were the ones who saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the first recipients of the wahi as it came down. And they can tell us, and they in the best position to actually pass on, understand, pass on and transmit the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah chose them, so that shows us what is their status. Allah ta'ala says, Aminu kama aman al-nas. Bring iman like how the people have brought iman. Who are the people? These are the people, the sahaba. Their status is accepted by Allah. Radiyallahu anhum. Their status is accepted by Allah. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today I have perfected my deen upon you. Allah was talking to the sahaba. So what must their position have been, my respected friends and brothers? But we'll only know that if we study the seerah. And lastly, if we don't study the seerah, we will become victim like the people of the previous religions. Their entire religion dissolved, disappeared, got contaminated, got polluted, got distorted with all kinds of customs and fabrications and innovations. And we just think it was so nice. But if you ask them where, how, where this came from, in which book of it, which pious person told you to do this, everything is lost. But through the study of the seerah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his noble sunnah in lifetime, the deen is preserved in its pristine purity. And that, my respected friends and brothers, is a guarantee Allah Ta'ala has given us. And that we as Muslims are proud about, that we got the real deen, the pure deen, the flawless deen, uncontaminated and unpolluted. And lastly, we will not know Islamic history if, and these are just 10 points I have mentioned, there are lots of others, if we don't know the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life and his childhood and his hijrah and his jihad, his expeditions and everything, his life in Medina. All these are aspects of Islamic history. So till we don't study seerah, we won't know where he started his life and where he ended his life and what came in between. And all those things are glowing examples for us, something my respected friends and brothers, a cherished legacy. So alhamdulillah, in that regard, our Madrasa Urwa bin Zubair is launching or is having having a seerah program, which is going to be running for 12 days, starting from the first Rabiul Awal, with the same objective which I just mentioned now, 10 of them, and many more also, that we will be educated about the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in different aspects and in different ways. It will inshallah be from the first of Rabiul Awal. Once we see the moon, we'll know this English date will be. And it will be every night on the channel from 8:30 to 9:30. This is a very beautiful initiative on their side. And we are also proud to be associated because it is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all brothers are invited to connect up. Inshallah, they have already put it on the group. Inshallah, we'll put again others as the reminder, just to remind us when it is going to be taking place. And we've got some great speakers, renowned speakers from different parts of the world who will be educating us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity. And it will be a 12-day program, and really, 12 days is nothing. I just told you, even 63 years of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, if you have to do, is not enough. What we do of seerah, I told you, it's an ocean without a shore. What we know is not the tip of the iceberg. It is so little. But inshallah, it will be something great, and it will link us up and bring us closer to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.